I wrapped up work at KNOM on a Thursday. I filed my last story on caribou hunting and all these new regulations that were kind of causing some controversy up in the Northwest Arctic about caribou. And then I got on a plane, and by Monday I was at KUCB and starting the new job and learning less about caribou and more about pollock and the types of work and reporting I was going to be doing here. So it happened pretty quick, and it was about 3.5 years ago.
So from working with you, Laura, I know that you have a really big focus on local news. Over the past 6 months, 1 year, on Alaska has seen a lot of really big stories, from the accident on Ballyhoo to the plane crash. There's just been a lot of kind of heartbreaking news in a very small community. How do you handle having to work on that?
It's definitely been talking to people in the community. I think everybody has been feeling like it's been kind of a rough go of it lately, and that people, you know, I think are looking forward to the holidays a little bit and maybe having a break, because it's been a lot of hard stories, one right after the other. And not that they're hard stories, it's that they're hard experiences that the community is going through and that everybody's feeling kind of on some level or another. So from the radio station's perspective and from the news perspective, it's been really busy. It's been pretty exhausting at times. But as tricky as it sometimes is to kind of keep tackling, you know, stories that we would rather not ever have to do, it's a time when I feel really happy to have my job in sort of a strange way. I feel really happy and really proud when KUCB can help answer questions that people have, when we can provide some of the latest information on a terrible crash or a strange court or crime situation that is important but is maybe a little labyrinthine. Or on the other hand, in the case perhaps of this plane crash, when people have a lot of questions and unfortunately I can't answer them, but we can keep calling Raven, we can keep calling Alaska Airlines, and I've been communicating with their PR people quite a bit, trying to emphasize how important the situation is to the community, how many people it's affecting, and trying to get them to agree to an interview. And it hasn't happened yet, but I'm glad that we're just one more entity who's trying to get them information that they need as they are making decisions about their medical issues or about traveling to see family or when they're going to be able to go do X work trip. There are times when I'm updating stories to KUCB's website and there will be hundreds of people on it, and it's kind of scary almost. But it also is something where I'm like, okay, it's a motivation to tackle the things that are hard because they matter. Those are situations where we're really happy to be the community radio station and to do as much as we can.
Yeah, so I'm just curious, outside of those stories that you really have no choice to cover, what types of stories were your favorite?
The first things that really do come to mind are less individual stories, but more kind of the beats that I get to cover. City council, the school board, covering elections, covering what is pretty frequent turnover at the city and in leadership roles, community leadership roles. I definitely have the kind of standalone stories that I've really enjoyed reporting. I got to cover the 20th anniversary of Camp Kanayu, which was so much fun, getting to do fish cutting sounds and what is the significance of a seal harvest. But the big things that I think stick out in my head are definitely the sort of semi-odyssey of what the city wants to do with the Department of Public Safety and the fire department, or when we've had city managers come and go trying to get answers as to why this person is leaving or why the exit is contentious, covering Dave Martinson to Thomas E. Thomas. I really enjoy sticking with those things and kind of just track them bit by bit over time. And the stories aren't necessarily ever going to be gorgeous sound pieces, but I take a lot of pride and a lot of satisfaction out of going to the city council meetings and seeing how the council is going to vote on this issue today and how it's going to track in 6 months. And then when the budget comes out, how it's going to be funded and kind of following these issues kind of through as many as a couple of years.
What are your hopes for the future of the station now and beyond your time there?
The dream would be that KUCB has more reporters. I think that this community and the amount of news that happens here and the amount of news that people want. I think this community could easily have enough work for a third reporter, for a fourth reporter even. I guess I don't know what the outlook on that is, and we talk about budget constraints and we talk about limited resources, and those things are all very real and we're already dealing with them now, but there's so much more that we want to be doing all the time. Stories that we're not getting to, stories that we are getting to, but that we know could have more depth and more meat to them. We want to do it. We really, really do. So my long-term hope for KUCB would definitely be to sustain the good work that I think is happening, but also to look for opportunities to improve our coverage, to increase its scope, and to get at things with always more depth.
Do you have anything else to say? Or was I such a good interviewer that we covered everything?
You are a very good interviewer, but I would like to remind the listeners that they should tip us. They should send us news ideas. And I was thinking about this recently because someone came up to me and was just like, hey, I've heard, you know, about something that I think is newsworthy, and I haven't seen anything from KUCB. Like, what's the deal? Which is a very fair question. And the answer, I think, a lot of the times is that we don't necessarily know that this newsworthy thing is happening or has happened. And people have a lot of very kind confidence that we're very aware, I think, of a lot of things that oftentimes we're not. This community, as anybody knows if they live here for 5 minutes, is so busy. People are doing all sorts of things. There are a million projects. There are a million organizations. And there's always a ton of things going on. And we will never know it all. So if you're wondering why you haven't heard something on this topic that you think matters, please don't assume that it's because we don't think it's important. Please reach out and let us know about it. We've talked about, you know, all the things that we want to do to improve our coverage, but another big part is not just us getting better or us having more time or us having more people, but it's having engagement from the community to point us in the directions that we're not seeing. So, final plug, keep in mind that KUCB is your community radio station, and that the way that we'll continue to grow it and make it better is through your participation.